Welcome in to the Cap'n J. Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. So glad you're with us here as we talk to you about the Chicago Bears. Day one of the draft's in the books. And the Bears take offensive tackle Darnell Wright out of Tennessee. And now the Bears have picks 53, 61, and 64 tonight. We're looking forward to that. And let's get your reaction. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. As Cap was at Soldier Field and I was in the Hood Cave watching the ebb and flow of this draft, it was wacky in the first round, that is for sure. But we thought, what are the Bears going to take at 9? What are they going to take at 9? What are they going to do? And I come to find out that the Bears and the Eagles swap picks, and the Bears take at 10 Darnell Wright. Who was at 9? It was Jalen Carter, someone we've talked a lot about ad nauseum on the show. And Carter goes to the Eagles, which probably is the right thing for him. But for the right thing for the Bears, they got a stud in Darnell Wright. As an SEC fan and watching Tennessee and knowing about Darnell Wright, zero sacks, over 850 snaps, it's all for the benefit of Justin Fields and his development and his protection.
Absolutely love this pick. It is rock solid. They have a really good football player and just continue to build that offensive line, get some help on the defensive line. As he said, we're doing this the right way. It's a slower process, but you hope that it results in long-term success. Houston mortgaged a lot of their future to go from 12 up to 3 after they used number 2 on a player. The Bears chose not to do that. We're going to let the board come to us. We'll pounce where we see. Pick up an extra fourth-round pick from the Eagles to let them have Jalen Carter. And then, you know, you gave us some really good intel because you're wired into the Georgia program. Now Mike Florio has posted this. Mm-hmm. College coaches who are asked about their former players often face a dilemma. Say nice things about the player who gave multiple years of unpaid service to the program, but who may not have been an ideal soldier, or do we tell the truth? We also have to have our credibility with NFL coaches and scouts. When it comes to D-tackle Jalen Carter, the word making the rounds before the draft was Georgia coaches did not have nice things to say. We, Pro Football Talk, specifically decided not to mention any of that until after he was picked so as not to participate in the pre-draft effort to get guys to fall. But Ian Rapoport of NFL Media hinted last night after Carter became the 9th overall pick in the draft, members of the Georgia coaching staff are not Jalen Carter fans and were not bashful saying so.
So I was privy this week to do some intel and talk to some people around the Georgia program. And come to find out that what you know about Jalen Carter, there's actually more that will surface at some point. And so, you know, for me, I'm rooting for the young man because this should not define who he is. But when we talk about football and we talk about the Bears at this point in time, because you have a young general manager and a young head coach and a young team, you have Kevin Warren, who's tenured, who's been there before as the president of this team. The infrastructure was not there for the Bears to be able to pick up Jalen Carter, even though I think that he's going to be a really solid player. But for the Eagles, they have the guys in place, Fletcher Cox. They have Jason Kelsey in the room. Along with that, the Eagles have Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean, and they have players that could be able to help a guy that was almost in jail a month ago. And so I think this is going to be a win-win for both teams. I'm happy from the Bears' standpoint because, as we were speculating, it would be nice for the Bears to have someone to protect Justin Fields. They have that now in Darnell Wright as he talked to the press about what he expects playing with Justin Fields. Here's Darnell Wright.
Yeah, I can play both sides if needed. I mean, I know I'm coming into a room that I just want to earn the respect of those guys first, and then. But I could play probably anywhere on the line. I mean, and just my athleticism will speak for itself. And then I just want to get better and better at my technique. It's rare that you get to go somewhere that you really get to get coached by somebody that you really like, and that you really feel like can take your game to the next level. And that's what I feel like Simo could do for me. I mean, he already told me it's going to be hard, like, but I never shied away from hard. I just want to get the best out of myself, and I think Coach Simo is going to be perfect for me. That's what I'm there for, is for anything he needs, is that's my job, to keep him clean. Amazing quarterback, and you know, the things he does, that's going to be, we're going to have a great team. Like, we're going to have very good team. It's going to be great.
Ryan Poles, the general manager for the Chicago Bears, says, right, they say he's nasty.
He's a nasty dude who, when you watch the tape and be like, all right, we got to play the Bears next week, you go, okay, like, this is going to be a long day.
So, yeah, so you like those intangibles, Cap. The tape speaks for itself, but just someone that comes in like, I'm not going to be overwhelmed by this. They worked him out. And Poles, as an old offensive lineman himself, says, that's my guy.
Absolutely love that he had conviction on the player a month ago and did not want to go beyond pick 10 because at pick 11, he thought in his simulation, Tennessee's taking an offensive lineman. Boy, it'd be a perfect fit to take Darnell Wright from the University of Tennessee to play for the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I picked up a third-round pick by going down to pick 15, and I lost my guy. That was the guy I zoomed in on and the guy I'm in love with. They worked him out privately. They worked him out or had him up at Hallis for their meetings. They met with him at the Combine. They coached him at the Senior Bowl. Did you see what the Senior Bowl director, Jim Nagy, tweeted? Loved the pick. Ryan Poles is building this thing the right way. What a great selection of this kid, Darnell Wright. So I thought, pick up an extra fourth-round pick. At the worst, that should be a special teams guy this year. And at the best, maybe he's a surprise. Well, I loved it.
Well, here's what's interesting. Darnell Wright, a four-year starter from Huntington, West Virginia, will offer versatility to play multiple spots. That's something else I like about him, Cap. Now, he could be slated for the right tackle spot, but Ryan Poles says, wait a minute.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked about this last year. It's like, how can you put the best five together? So if that's right tackle, it's right tackle. We'll compete, keep it open. And, you know, whatever that front five is, that's what we'll roll with. Today, it's hard to just put him in one spot and say, hey, you've earned your job and all that. He's got to come in and earn it like everybody else.
Okay, so we were talking about this earlier about, okay, now you got your right tackle for the next 10 years. Well, hang on a second now. Now, what is he best at? I know that he played three positions at Tennessee.
He did.
So, again, I think it's still open to interpretation. We should really take a deep dive at this because it's important because it's about Justin Fields and it's about not giving up, you know, 55 sacks and not being able to run the football and not giving Justin time to throw. So the offensive line does matter. So we take a look at this depth chart, Cap. So what we look at here? There are names like Braxton Jones, who Poles told us loves playing every snap. Fifth-round draft pick, you're like, okay, what's a fifth-round draft pick? Well, you know what? He maximized his minutes. Jones like, okay, this team's not going anywhere, so I got to do what I can to stay on the field. And he's impressive to Poles. Poles told us that in Indianapolis at the Combine. So it's Braxton Jones and Cody Whitehair and Lucas Patrick and Nate Davis and Darnell Wright. Tevin Jenkins is on this list as well. I wonder what else will the Bears do it for the offensive line?
Well, I think they're going to get a center. I'll be very, very surprised if one of their picks through the fourth round is not a center, like a guy that can come in and play. Mm-hmm. They have Doug Kramer, who spent the year developing. They have Lucas Patrick. Cody Whitehair is not a center. People who do this for a living don't believe he can play center. They've tried it twice with two different regimes. It has not worked. Fox tried it, and Nagy tried it. Did not work. So I think they're going to go get a starting caliber center at some point in this draft, and I would think they would get another depth piece. I don't know what Larry Borum on social media, if that affects him. His play is what he'll be evaluated by. But if you missed it, because he deleted it quickly, but there's screen grabs out there. We see everything. Chicago Bears select. Chicago Bears select Darnell Wright. Offensive tackle, University of Tennessee. Tennessee Titans are on the clock. He tweets, LOL. Oh, God, I shouldn't have done that. Delete.
What's so funny?
I love when you called him into your office, Ryan. When you did that this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, hey, Larry, could you come in my office for a second? Yeah, what's up, Ryan? Yeah, so what's this LOL? Who are you laughing at? Oh, we make the pick and all of a sudden this pops up. What's that? Oh, no, man. You know, it was one of my friends. One of your friends what?
Had your phone?
Yeah. What happened? Yeah, so it was just like, oh, you think it's funny that we took Darnell Wright? How about this? He'll take your job next. I don't think anything's funny. Well, I'm just saying, like, we took a guy at my position. You know what I'm saying? You're third on the depth chart behind Alex Leatherwood. What are you talking about? Get out! You think that's funny? How about get out? How about that? You're going to compete against that guy. Good luck to you. Now you can get out. You think something funny? There's nothing funny, Larry. You want to be on this team? Work harder. How about that? You can get out. Laughing. What are you laughing at? It's too much. That's too commonplace in sports where it's like, ha ha. It's like the NBA. Ha ha. I'm a guard and they drafted a guard. Why did he do that? Because you're next to be out. That's why. Jay Moore.
When they go with the classic line, man, I was hacked.
Exactly. I was hacked, man.
Ain't that funny? What's so funny? Larry, do something about it.
So good.
You don't think Darnell Wright's going to be motivated? Be like, hey, coach took me or Poles took me. Here we go. What's so funny? Larry, you could be cut, you know.
So good.
This team is still going to transition. They're still going to look for the best of the best. Larry Borum may not be a Bear.
Well, listen, Cap said he's going to be evaluated on his play more than anything. Respectfully to Larry Borum. If he's getting evaluated on his play, he's on the cut line.
I'm looking at this depth chart right here with Darnell Wright at right tackle, Tevin Jenkins behind him, and Larry Borum behind him. Then Alex Leatherwood. So ain't nothing funny, man. Do something about it.
Right.
Ain't it funny? Then battle and compete.
Correct.
Don't be on special teams.
Let's just show up at training camp in the greatest shape of your life and locked in rather than LOL and a minute later. Oh, damn. I shouldn't have done that.
You don't do that.
Screen grabs. They're a beautiful thing.
What's so funny? Nothing funny, Larry. The Bears were able to do something different with this organization. They have a direction, and you were part of that direction at one point. Maybe not. Ain't nothing funny.
Sounds like when I told you the story last week. We get on the bus, we just lost by 30. I'm better than that guy. We're better than them. You just lost by 30. Dead silence.
So how much pressure is Justin Fields under? Let's talk about that aspect as well. And, you know, Chase, let's open the phone lines. We get Friday Folder at 9:35. But let's get your calls in here. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. How much pressure is Justin Fields under? What do you think of the Bears taking Darnell Wright, the offensive tackle from Tennessee? Cap and Jay Hood on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.
Darnell Wright is going to be on with Waddle and Sylvia at 2:30 today. The newest draft pick for the Chicago Bears right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. We're going to crosstalk with Carmen Yurko coming up at 10 o'clock. They'll be live from Kansas City right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Think about this, Cap. This draft. In the top 12, we got two running backs taken. Running backs not a priority. Two taken in the top 12. Three quarterbacks. Whatever. Whatever. I mean, hey, everyone's got an opinion.
Yeah.
Three quarterbacks in the top four. Also, the kid Levis slips. And then there's a run on wide receivers late in the first round. That was the ebb and flow of what we saw. Interesting. Just a wild draft. Just the swapping of the picks and all that. Arizona goes up and then goes down to get our guy Paris Johnson.
Paris Johnson's a hell of a football player.
Yeah.
Hell of a football player. Now, Ryan Pohl said our number one guy on our board at that position was Darnell Wright.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect him to say that, and he's probably telling the truth, but even if he's not, he's not going to go, well, we had Paris Johnson number one, but we'll settle for this. He's not going to say that. They were both great football players at their position.
Atlanta gets Bijan Robinson, so in this, I think the majority of us had that, like Robinson going in the top 10. He goes to Atlanta. So now you got London, you got Pitts at tight end, Robinson at running back. So a good mix there offensively. So that's just another weapon for Atlanta. So let's get your thoughts in. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Matt in Wooddale leads us off here at 9 o'clock hour on ESPN 1000. We talk Bears. Hello, Matt.
Hey, gentlemen, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hey, I'm just the thought that I had, because I've already, you read articles, you know, the day after the first round, the winners and the losers of the first round, right? And nobody knows anything at this point. But the way I look at it, which I don't think a lot of pundits are looking at it is I'm looking at the totality of the Bears' first round, which is not only Darnell Wright, but includes DJ Moore, next year's first-round pick from Carolina, and the other picks they got. So in totality, I think the Bears had a great first round. I don't know why a lot of people don't seem to remember that those other, like DJ Moore and those other picks, that's part of the Bears' first round, right?
100%. You took the number one pick. You turned it into Darnell Wright, DJ Moore, a fourth-round pick you picked up for going down one spot last night, a first-rounder next year, a second-rounder this year, and a second-rounder in 24.
Sure.
You had a hell of a night, man.
I mean, I'm excited. I love what the Bears are doing so far, and I'm 100% on board. So go Bears.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate your telephone call. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Tony and Wheeling on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, Tone.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right. This one pick that I really hope the Brian Poster focus on would be Joey Porter Jr. I know the Bears are in need of a corner to fill the void, and I think he played with Jaquan Brisker that one year with Penn State, so I think that chemistry between both of those players are...
He's never going to be there when the Bears are on the clock unless they trade up.
Yeah, that's like the only way that could happen. If
there's no way he's there at, what, 53?
Mm-hmm.
No chance.
Mm. Oh, no, I know what you're saying. I know that's the best on the... Him and Levis are the two top ones on the board right now. For the second round.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. But the dark horse would probably be that and defensive end from Northwestern. I forgot to say, the Tomiwa Adebawore.
Yeah, they call him Tommy Adebawore.
Yeah, that's who my plan B. I would say if Paul doesn't trade up for Joey Porter Jr.
Adebawore.
Oh.
Absolutely. I'd like to have him on just for that.
Absolutely.
Tony, we appreciate
the
phone
call. So he can correct us on the pronunciation.
Yeah, it's something like that, though, right? Are we in the same...
That's not how you pronounce my name. Why don't you say it for us, buddy?
It's not. It's Mario Soto, not Mario Soto.
Remember that? There was a guy like, hi, this is Bill Smith. It's Smythe! Sorry, I didn't know.
We are a better country and a better world that we can properly pronounce the names.
Correct.
Because back in the day, it's just, here's Raphael Belliard. Just crass. Just like, it looks like Raphael Belliard.
Right.
Here he's due. Here's Jose Guzman.
Exactly.
I'm just glad now, Cap.
Remember Mark Grudzolotic? He couldn't get out. The G-Man.
Oh, my God. We are armed with the knowledge to able to pronounce Latin names, international names, where it's like, no, this is how we actually, it is?
Right.
Oh, God. They thought that Bob Costas was just being a jag by calling Ozzy Guillen.
Right, correct.
Back in the day, it's like, no, that's actually the right way.
I remember a coach coming up to me and saying to me, every game I do?
Yeah.
Excuse me, could I just ask the pronunciations? Is that hood? No, he pronounces it hode. Okay.
Yep.
And I make the phonetic marks on my scorecard.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I appreciate you doing that. I'm like, well, I don't know. That's how I was trained. I do that every game. Mm-hmm. He said, I want you to remember something. All the great players that are in the game, the top guys, they get their names pronounced. They have a pronunciation. But when the walk-on comes in and he gets his only appearance of his career and his parents are watching, if you mangle his name, he lives with that the rest of his life. The one time I got on TV, the idiot announcer couldn't get my name right.
Yeah. That's tough.
So I've always remembered that. Mm-hmm. Make the moment special for that kid. Get his name right. Be a professional.
That's right, Smythe. As we go to
Hode.
Baxton, Palos Heights on ESPN 1000. All right.
Hey, guys. And Cap, you're always one for the small man. I appreciate that.
You're the
man. Long-time listener, second-time caller here. I want to go back to a comment you guys made about the Bears not having like the infrastructure today to take on a Jalen Carter. I don't disagree by any means that we passed on him. I think we made the right pick. But I'm curious to see in 2, 4, 6 years, who on the team today do you see developing into those types of players to say, hey, we can take a Jalen Carter because we have X on our team now who can kind of guide and mentor him on that player level?
I would tell you for sure Kyler Gordon is one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Eddie Jackson has some of that in him, some of the mentorship. Jack Sanborn, Tremaine Edmonds, you have to earn that in your room. He hasn't been there, but the people in Buffalo said he's a really, really good leader in the room. He's still only 24 years of age. There were guys getting drafted last night. Hendon Hooker hasn't gone yet. He's 25. Tremaine Edmonds been in the league for like 3 years. So there are a handful of guys in our room that can do that job. David Montgomery was a guy who was a leader. He's gone. So you have to develop and earn that opportunity. So we'll see.
I'm glad that you believe that Jack Sanborn is going to be around here for the next 5 years.
I didn't say five.
3 to 5, right? Somewhere in that general.
Gone with Eberflus.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Come on. His billboard will be on the Edens, Cap. He's the All-American guy.
He is.
He's Jack Sanborn.
He's our guy. I love that guy.
Oh.
By the way, Courtney has a note up here.
Oh.
This is a really cool note. Do you realize Wright has positional flexibility in the traits that Chicago covets in terms of his length and size? 6'5", 333 pounds. The speed he ran the 40 in opened eyes. 5.01 in the combine. That is the fourth fastest 40 time in Indianapolis by any player weighing at least 330 pounds since at least the start of 2006. Pretty damn impressive.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
Pretty damn impressive. Take that.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Good morning. So all these guys that do these mock drafts, if Disney wants to save some money, get rid of them because you could have ripped that up and thrown it in the garbage.
Preach.
I couldn't believe two running backs got drafted that good. I wanted the Bears to take that TCU wide receiver just to bolster up the wide receiver thing, have a nice tall guy to throw to, too. But offensive lineman, I thought they could get later in the draft. And Hoodie, Kenny Williams needs to walk into the White Sox thing, fire that manager, and call Ozzy and put him on there because this is a joke. The South Side shouldn't look like this. That's crazy.
Well,
thank you, Edward.
I'll use the old phrase. Connie Mack couldn't do anything with that White Sox team. And we have modernized it by putting Tony in there because you had a Hall of Fame manager along the same lines of Connie Mack, and he couldn't do anything with this ball club.
He won 93 games 2 years ago. Pretty amazing.
Can't do anything else with this ball club, though.
Jesus.
It's funny. The Sox were the second screen experience for me. Had that on. Just monitor two, just off to the side. Holy bleep.
Holy bleep is right.
4,000 people were pissed off yesterday watching that game. 312-332-ESPN,
332-37.
Hey! wait a minute. I'm just saying, Jay, it's what it is. It's what it is.
We're going to give you the truth.
Hey, somebody on Twitter yesterday, I was looking for the final score. They said, I didn't even publish it.
Wow.
Somebody I just saw just tweeted that they live bet once Cease came out, it was 7-2.
Yeah.
They live bet the Rays to cover like a much bigger number and won.
Sure.
Holy cow.
Sure. So when the A's can't stop it, I mean, shaky defense, you're at the Soldier Field. I watched for you just like Cap. It just,
I kept putting it up defense on my phone at Bray. God, why am I watching this?
Yeah, just like, yeah. It's nothing that I haven't already said about this dead-ass ball club. It was just good to see Rick Hahn again, his back against the cold wall, in the dugout trying to sock explain his way through it. You know,
I'll give him credit.
It's fine.
I said to you yesterday, I want to see him face the music.
He faced it.
And he did. 27 minutes. That I give him a lot of credit. He needed to do it. He looked like he's in shock, understandably so. I give him a lot of credit for doing that.
Tune in.
Well, yes, well, we've been tuned in. Nothing has changed. That's the problem.
Not right now.
No, I mean, nothing has changed. That's the problem, Rick. No, Rick's always, hey, Cap, he's always been there trying to explain it. He doesn't hide.
He does not. But when you lost 8 in a row or 7 going into that game, it'd be very Rick's out scouting or Rick's in meeting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I give him full credit. And he put himself out there as like, you know, whether I'm here today and gone in July or if I'm here for the next 5 years, it's on me. He says, put it on me. Okay. I've been putting on you.
Yep.
Not Grafal. No, him.
Oh, it's not on Grafal.
No.
Him. No chance.
And it's on Rick. And it's on the players because they can't find a way out of this mess. And by the way, they continue on against the Rays. Just one of the hottest teams of baseball. That's all. Nothing big.
Three more, and then the Twins roll into town who are in first place in the division. Oh, God.
Hi, Jerry. Unplug this. I didn't want to see it on my TV anymore. Excuse me? I said, unplug this. I don't want to see it anymore.
Can I get the draft on my TV in the skybox?
I don't care what Colas does. I don't want to see it anymore.
Wow.
Take this theme off my screen. Trade all these sons of bitches. That's what happened. He's had enough.
Excuse me, Mr. Reinsdorf. Yeah, here are the checks for this week's payroll.
Oh, so let me take a look here. Rick? Kenny? Yeah, there you go. All the players? You can all go to hell. Enough. Trade them all.
Can we get some U-Hauls?
I'm done. Nancy, give me the Scottsdale. I'm out.
Call Southwest. Gotta save money. What about your jet? No, I gotta save on fuel right now.
He's had enough. He's going to Scottsdale. Stoney, when are you coming down? You can take enough vacation. You're never in the ballpark anymore. Come on down. 10 days.
What am I paying you?
You're never there. And guess what? I can't blame you.
Oh, my God.
Mix in a salad every now and then. The Friday Folder, coming up next on Cap and J-Hood.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and J-Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Bears made their first selection in the NFL draft. Offensive tackle Darnell Wright out of Tennessee. Bears have picks 53, 61, and 64 tonight. The White Sox lost their 8th straight game to the Tampa Rays, this time 14-5. Giolito on the hill tonight, 6:07 first pitch. On the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The Cubs, they beat the Padres to take the 3-game series and improve to 14-10. 5-2 is the final score. Cubs will take on the Miami Marlins at 5:40 this evening. The Celtics eliminated the Hawks in Game 6 in the NBA playoffs. Tatum and Brown combined for 62 points. Celtics will take on the Sixers in the conference semifinals, while the Heat will play the Knicks. Jay Moore.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
The Friday Folder here on ESPN 1000. We'll crosstalk with Carmen Yurko live from Kansas City at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. But now the Friday Folder is brought to you by...
That would be ETI, School of Skilled Trades. We say good morning again to Shea W. Norling.
Before we get into all of the non-sports fun we couldn't get to this week, I just want to get this nugget in. A lot of talk this morning about the Lions draft. I got a text from a friend of mine who works in an NFL scouting department, said that might be one of the worst picks of all time, talking about Jahmyr Gibbs at 12.
Wow.
I just don't understand it. He may be a good player. I just don't understand in that spot. Again, best on the board. That's the best on the board?
Yeah, but Ryan told us at Indy, when best on the board is not just who's the best talent, value at the position, all of it factors into your decision-making. Jahmyr Gibbs may be a damn good football player. That was the best value on the board on top of positional ability and talent? I find that hard to believe.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Bed Bath and Bankrupt, Hoodie.
Oh.
Bed Bath and Business declared bankruptcy. They are going to sell off their stores. There's going to be all of the closing sales. And in one of the strangest developments in Manhattan, there was a dancing goose celebrating the demise of Bed Bath & Beyond outside of their Chelsea District store. I guess PETA has protested Bed Bath & Beyond for quite a while. So a PETA protester got in a big goose costume and stood outside their store dancing.
Oh, my. Wow. For heaven's sakes, man.
Okay. I loved Bed Bath & Beyond. It was a cool store. I used to go there. I enjoyed it.
You and I looked it up. This is what happens when we do off the air. I thought this was already on the air, but it was off the air. Originally named Bed and Bath.
Correct.
In the northern suburbs, right?
Correct. And then they called it, they added Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And so the blue coupon that you got 4 billion of them.
Yes.
My late mom, God rest her soul, I miss her. She would have like a Ziploc bag with about 1 billion of it. Oh, honey, are you going to Bed Bath and Beyond? Here's a couple coupons. That's a good one. It's $20 off your order. There's the standard 20%. There's the $5, the $10. I had them all. Well, guess what? The Container Store and the discount chain Big Lots. We don't have those in Chicago, I don't believe. Container Store said today it will accept competitors' blue coupons.
Okay.
For 20% off through May 31.
A few Big Lots are still around. I think there's one in Markham. Or is that closed by now? I don't know.
There was one off of like Ridge and it was like the Chicago-Evanston border and right near Howard Street. But I believe that one's gone.
Shane Orlick.
Just going to read this headline for you. New Jersey man caught smoking, watching porn, and touching himself on Remy's Ratatouille Adventure in Epcot.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know what Remy's Ratatouille Adventure is. I can imagine it's some little ride.
It's one of those little kids' rides that they have at Disney World and in the Epcot Resort. This guy got into the cart, started watching porn, lit a cigarette. He was asked to put the cigarette out, so he did. He started vaping, and then he started touching himself.
Hold on a second. He's asked to put the cigarette out, not the penis.
It wasn't out yet, apparently.
I think they caught the cigarette smoke. Like, he was in the ride. So they noticed that and then made an announcement. Please, no smoking on the ride. Put that out. So then he starts vaping, but he continues with the porn and the other stuff. He was arrested shortly after.
Cut that meat!
I mean, a guy like that needs to just be put away.
Put under the jail.
Under the jail.
That's where he belongs, under the jail.
You're a horrible person. I don't need you in the same society we're all in. You're done.
Hey. They won't let me out.
You got me. All I'm telling you is that if he starts doing all that at the same time, and by the way, that's a busy guy, right? Smoking, watching porn, and pleasuring himself at the same time.
Wow.
Sir, out of all the things you're doing that's inappropriate, put the cigarette out.
The porn's all what good, man.
Hang on. What about that? Cap, that's nasty.
We got carloads of families around here. Just put the cigarette out.
Put the cigarette out. That's the thing. Out of all the things, that's the problem. Cigarette. Cap. He should be put under the jail, that bastard.
What is he doing?
Smoking. Not turn the porn off. Not the penis. Never mind. Go ahead. Seriously.
What's the point of this guy watching real estate videos on Remy's Ratatouille Adventure? You can do that elsewhere.
That's just nasty.
Go ahead.
Here's Shane Norley.
An employee at a Popeye's Louisiana kitchen in Chicago was caught on video destroying the store after he was allegedly not paid for a month of work. A video went viral on Tuesday of the unidentified man cutting open bags and boxes of food and other damage. Text included on the video said, "This is what happens when you don't get paid for a month."
Did he have the presence of mind to call the corporation?
It seems he had the presence of mind to cut open bags of raw chicken and dump them on the floor. He then opened bags of French fries and tossed them on the floor. He then completely destroyed the stock room with overturned shelves, open boxes, flipped over bins. There's liquid that can be seen all over the floor. He effed this store up.
That's fine. But I mean, okay, so you're not getting paid for a month. You can make a call. But the other side of it is you're so desperate that you're going to destroy that. So now there could be jail time. So what's the trade-off
there? Jail time or getting sued. One of the two.
There will be jail time because he also got his money by stealing it out of the register.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's doing all that destroying of the property. Did he get the security cameras? Did he ever knock those down? No? Yes? All this is happening, and it's going to be, like, viral at some point.
Correct. Oh, by the way, we got you on tape.
Is it on video?
On video.
It looks like a coworker, went through, like, what happened in the aftermath. A coworker posted all of this video, so we'll see what happens. The man is unidentified for now in this article.
By the way, Jay Moore, breaking news from People Magazine. Smokey Robinson reveals he had an affair with Diana Ross while Robinson was married to his first wife. And water's wet.
Man, we already knew that.
I mean, well, thanks so much for the admission there, Smoke.
Smokey was hitting everything.
So, I mean, thanks a lot for that. You were had an affair with Motown great Diana Ross. Great. You got one more? Can you slide in one more?
I can very quickly. Yes. This is also a Chicago story. Steer escapes during senior prank runs loose through Chicago suburb. It was Northridge Preparatory School in Niles. Seniors brought three steers to school. One of them got out and started terrorizing the suburbs.
So, do you see that video, Cap? See that steer running down the street?
I read about it, did not see the video.
Just bizarre. How's that happen? Usually that's breaking news in small towns, but that's a news item in Niles. Just a steer just going down the...
How do you stop it?
Brakes.
Hey, little steer, come here.
They got brakes on it.
And then did they grease it up, too? So when you try to grab on, slides out of your hand?
The best is there was always the myth of, like, you paint numbers on multiple pigs. So you'll have pig one, pig two, pig four. And they'll spend all day searching for pig three that doesn't exist.
And that is our look inside our Friday folder brought to you by...
Great book. ETI, School of Skilled Trades.
Let's find out what's happening with the weekend weather with Tracy Butler from ABC 7 Eyewitness News. Next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
It's a Cap and J-Hood morning show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Now time for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, and it's brought to you by...
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, Tracy Butler's favorite in the city, mine as well. Sit out on the patio. They've got heaters if it's a little chilly. Enjoy your Friday afternoon. Get an awesome meal at Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Jay Moore!
Yo!
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
I do like it.
Oh! Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Here is Shea W. I go to bed earlier than Cap Norling.
Oh, that, you don't have to do that. Good morning, boys.
I called him. I leave Soldier Field.
Yellow.
It's like 10:15. I leave Soldier Field. I was downtown I left my house at 4:45 yesterday in the morning. Mm-hmm. I got home, it was 11. I call Shay at 10:08. Voicemail.
Yellow.
It's greatest night of the year. It's the draft. I'm going to be up watching it.
I was up watching it.
I'll chat with my executive producer. Have a little combo about what the Lions did, what the Bears did, the trades by the Texans. What'd you think of all the picks, the Eagles? Voicemail.
Can't do it.
Instead, he called Dan Hampton. Cappy, this is a reach, and I will tell you why. I drive a Chevy. Back to you, Coach Wanstead.
Oh, whatever. I go to bed earlier than you. I also wake up earlier than you. I was up at 3:30 this morning. 3:30 this morning.
Yeah, to wipe the donut crumbs off your belly is not waking up.
Well, donut crumbs? What are you talking about? I was in bed with my wife watching the end of the draft, hanging out, and I get a phone call at 10:08 p.m. That's after hours from David Kaplan. I know this is a 30-minute chat. No, I'm putting the phone down. Back on the face. No, no answer tonight, Cappy. Sorry.
This is not after hours.
10:08?
In the media, you're on call.
That's leave me alone time. You're not giving me breaking news at 10:08. We'll talk in the morning.
And that's all, folks.
I haven't hit it in 4 months.
That is the Cap'n J Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. That's right, David Flom and Matt Moore's Dining Gem, LaSalle and the north side of Chicago River. Today's tip, get the Newski bacon and get the lobster escargot. Two best appetizers on the menu. Enjoy. Thank me later. Take that.
The friendly news music has hit. That means Tracy Butler from ABC 7 Eyewitness News. She's with us with the weekend weather. Beautiful, beautiful day, Tracy.
Isn't it, though?
Beautiful
Isn't it
day.
Lovely? By the way, I wake up at 1:30 in the morning, so I have y'all beat. I'm just saying. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I asked Tracy about the Super Bowl. She says, I don't know. I didn't see it. I didn't stay up. She saw Rockets red glare, and she was out at 5:30.
Right, exactly. If you call me after 6, you are not getting an answer to
Have they ever asked you to do the... I don't mean regularly, because you're the regular morning person. You're a superstar. Have they ever asked you to do the 10 o'clock news?
I have only done it a few times when they were desperate. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that says about me, but there was a time when I did... One day I did every single show because I think Jerry had hurt his back.
Uh-huh, playing golf.
And at the time, our other folks were out of town.
Wow. So you did the morning, the midday, the 6 o'clock, and the 10 o'clock.
And then the next morning.
Oh, my God.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Idler better have taken care of you.
I don't even know if he was here at that. I don't think he was here
Emily
at that time.
Emily Barr.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back in 87.
Yeah.
All right. So, so Tracy, what's the weekend weather look like?
Ooh, give us that. Ooh.
Ooh, it's very dark and very, very
And it is
going
to be all of that. Well, yeah. It won't be. Sunday is going to be kind of the raw, damp day, kind of a showery day. And just when you think the showers might end, then they start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I think our main window of time to get rain tomorrow is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And once it starts raining at your house, it's probably going to rain for about a 2-3 hour period and then move on. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're getting. Oh, listen to that. It's like white noise, the gentle raindrops.
I get enough white noise from Cap every morning.
Really?
So, and then May starts early next week. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be off to a chilly start. But I do see some temperatures moderating end of next week into the 60s. Sorry, Cap, not the 70s that you requested.
Well, I'm actually asking for 80s. But...
Yeah, well.
By the way, what'd you think about this guy hanging out at Disney? Did you hear about this guy?
I don't want to hear about it. I do not want to hear about it.
Sandwich.
He was... On the Ratatouille ride.
Okay, whatever.
Smoking a cigarette, watching an adult film, enjoying himself. And the only thing they asked him to do, put out the cigarette.
Florida.
Mom, what is that?
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
That's a cigarette, hon.
It's a cigarette.
We thank you for listening and calling and switching and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We're going to crosstalk with Carmen Yurko coming up, Cap, but... What a fun week. We finally made it to the first round of the draft.
We did. We got two more rounds tonight. Ready to rock and roll. We'll finish it off and be back here on Monday to analyze it all for you. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Jay Moore. So long, everybody.
Take that
from Chicago.